Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Your brother, basically hard luck. Basically hard luck.
Good morning and welcome to the Hard Luck Show. I'm your certified host, Steve Lucky Luciano. You know what it is. I got my man, the Indian, in the house.
Yeah, Chumahan. Good fucking morning. Let's go.
And old Blue Eyes himself.
Yeah.
That was it.
All right.
That's all we need.
And we got King Sam getting some visuals this morning. So,
yeah,
gentlemen, ladies, and everybody, communities all across the Southland and the world. The long-awaited, the rejoining us today. We've been waiting for a while. L.A., the face of L.A.,
yeah.
Mr. Baldacci in the house.
Woo! Up, yeah. Thank you guys for having us here.
And Baldacci brought Jonathan with him today. That's Shady in the house, right?
What's up, man?
Yeah.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah. Effort. What's up, gentlemen? What's going on?
It's here, bro, man. Just working nonstop. Everything, you know, starting to fall in place and come together for us. And, you know, we're blessed to be here to talk about it.
I'm trying to think back when, because I have pictures on my phone of when Baldacci came in and did the show and we were audio.
Days ago. Might have been pre-COVID.
I think it was pre-COVID.
Right, it was at the old law office.
Yep. We had a great, man, dude. I think we did a two-part.
Yeah.
Really good show, man.
There's so much there with Baldacci. Of course, it's more than one show.
Yep, a lot more than one show.
A lot more than one show.
You gotta. If you're listening right now, I suggest. Do we know what show number that is? Are we looking for it right now? Anybody got that?
Yeah,
77.
What?
Wow.
What did you just say?
77.
Show 77?
77, yeah.
Baldacci.
Damn, we're over how many?
I do 404 right now.
Yeah, dog. So that's crazy.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't know it was that far back.
Baldacci might be in another tax bracket by now, man.
Man,
that's how long.
Yeah, dog. I'm telling you, man. OG.
Yeah.
So it's been a while, man. You know, a lot of different things have happened, man. This guy's continued to elevate his game and put better and better and more music out. But tell us, man, I know we're running around today, but on the music shit, what's going on with you, Baldacci? You dropping some music, man. I'm seeing a few things here and there. What's going on?
I got over 150 tracks that I haven't released that are just sitting there. You know, I've been recording and recording and recording. It's been nonstop for me with that. Like, I sit on a lot of my music only because, you know, like, I always feel like there's, you know, always, you know, time and, you know, for improvement, of course, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like every track just gets better after the next one, always, you know, and I'm always like, okay, I'm going to use these right here for the album, but then it goes into like, oh, shit, I like these better, let me use these, and so it just keeps on and on, and it's an ongoing process with me, but I want to say, like, you know, we got a distribution deal in the mix, which I'll let John talk about shortly. That right there kind of got us on hold from putting out the music the way we want to put it out, which it's a good thing, you know what I mean? And I'm happy that it's taking place and, you know, going going to start, of course, you know, starting revenue coming in the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time us working on music and trying to, you know, make something happen when it comes to, like, money and, you know what I mean? It's not easy for sure.
Baldacci, when you have as many unreleased tracks as you've got, do you ever find one that you kind of forgot about and you're like, fuck, that's a banger, man. What the hell? Where has that been?
Oh, yeah, all the time. There's a lot of times where I'm just sitting there listening to stuff and I'm like, damn, when did I record this? Or, you know, we'll remember, like, a certain part of the song and we're like, damn, where'd this one come from? How did, you know, what... Where does, like, I forget. I got so many songs, it's crazy, you know what I mean? Like,
how do you keep track of them all? Do you have, like, a catalog? Do you have them all in a database?
So, like, we have a flash drive, of course, that has, you know, a lot of all of our music basically on the flash drive, and the hard drive, yeah, where we have the music at, and there's so much music on that hard drive that it's amazing, bro. Like, you know, and now now that all more and more stuff is happening, it's like the pieces are just falling into place and, you know, the music go along with everything that we're doing. So it's,
right,
it's a blessing.
Right. And then do you and John, do you guys sit back and listen to a lot of the various tracks and think about maybe fine tuning them, or are they finished, or is it just a different depending on the tracks?
So we have, like, a lot of our stuff is ready to go, basically, you know what I'm saying? And there is a lot of tracks that aren't ready to go. Like, they're not mixed or they're not mastered, which we need to still get done. We listen to a lot of stuff. You know, there's times where I'll send them, most of the time when I record, after I'm done recording, I'll send them the track and, like, check that out, you know? But there's always a lot of times where, you know, he'll send me stuff that I completely forgot about that I recorded 3, 4, 5 years ago with, you know, my boy JR or, you
right.
know, just my people, everybody that that's been working with us. So,
John, man, is it when you're working with an artist that's as prolific as Baldacci, and what's your strategy, or how do you deal with? You know, Baldacci might be very excited about something he's working on currently right now, but you might know, like, oh, we got in the pocket a fucking banger that I got to kind of get in front of him back again and say, hey, remember this? Or how do you, or what's your function when he's sending you stuff? How do you work with Baldacci to help him maybe refine or fine-tune whatever?
Man, something that I learned working with Baldy is pretty much his ear for music is, like, spot on. Like, music-wise, you don't really have to do much for him except studio access to beats. And what he does is pretty much, you know, what I would have done anyways, like, as far as what songs he wants to push. His ear for music is there. The only thing that we'd ever, hey, maybe change this word to this, or... and really, that's it. Like, just small things like that. But as far as the vision of what he wants to put out and what he's presenting, he's pretty spot on with telling his story and knowing how to format. Okay, this song should go first in front of this song. Okay, I love this song, but maybe let's save it for a single. Like, he's really really good at that part of it. You know, of his craft, of you know, how he wants to present his story.
And when you guys are working together, like, so Baldacci, are there times where you're like, you know, I need people around me that are gonna tell me straight?
Better tell these guys about what's in your nose.
Oh, yeah, I got.
I don't think you're crazy.
Everything was cool until you said something, bro.
Because I'm looking at it, it looks
don't
crazy.
Look at it. Don't look at it. Don't worry about it.
I'm looking at
Paul Dodge was ready to hear some questions about art. No, but listen, I got allergies. I put this shit up there so I can fucking do the goddamn show. That's how committed I am. All right, now look. I don't give a fuck. Look at my nose. I don't give a shit. But here's the thing.
Okay.
No, you guys have... So, as an artist, right, some artists sometimes they can't... They got to have certain notes given to them in a certain way because they don't want to Are you the kind that wants it straight? Do you know when your guys around you might be yes-manning you a little bit, and you're like, hey, guys, I need you to just fucking tell me, or is it not like that at all?
No, I feel like we all, you know, we all do. We all got to be honest with each other, you know what I'm saying? And it's like most of the stuff that we do, we're so seasoned when it comes to recording music and making tracks that it's already at the point where we don't have that problem, you know what I mean? A lot of the stuff that we're putting out is really, really good music, not to, you know, toot my own horn or whatever.
If it's the truth, it's the truth,
it
man.
It is, you know. We get a lot of love. We get a lot of good, positive feedback. And then with each other, like, you know, we're always going to be honest and be like, hey, my boy, I think, you know, this could sound a little better if we do this or if we do that. And that's always, you know, a plus working with, you know, my team and everybody that I work with, because who else doesn't want to work with somebody that you're comfortable working with and comfortable enough for them to tell you, like, oh, you need to fix this or you need to fix that, you know?
And so how is the... So you guys... Yeah, I heard Big Lux in the opening remarks of the... He was saying, like, you guys are running around and doing some stuff. So, like,
yeah.
What is that?
Well, what I was going to say, though, was I wanted to get, like, in a place where... The whole game is, and I'm talking about more about rap music. With do you? I mean, I think it would be an honest statement to say that maybe everybody in that community can feel the temperature.
Like what? What do you explain? My bad.
Meaning like just like maybe the aggressive or aggression in rap music right now, or like, you know, the, I don't know, maybe that. A darker tone on hip hop right now and rapping and all of it. I mean, I don't know. I feel like there's a, I don't know. It's always been there, but I feel like there's this definitely darker cloud that seems to be finding itself over rap music more and more often. And I want to know if you feel like this narrative is starting to get old, or if this narrative is starting to change, or do you see other artists coming that are changing up the narrative of a lot of what's like carrying over into the streets? Just like, it's the negative shit in it. The negative, negative, super negative. Everybody's fucking a killer, a shooter. Right. You know, do you see this narrative changing? What do you think about it right now? It's so embedded in our culture and community and youth and music right now. Like, do you see the narrative changing? Because I think that narrative right there is 85-90% of the music we're hearing,
right?
Commercially,
I mean, yeah, like, I feel, you know, there's so many different types of music, so many different genres. Like, it's everywhere, you know. That cloud is upon everybody, and I feel like it's up to us to just work around it and kind of just, you know, keep doing you, focus on what you're trying to do. And, you know, like with myself, like, a lot of people will be like, oh, you know, there's a different time frame of music now. They're, you know, the younger generation is doing a different type of music. Mm-hmm. Myself, I'm keeping it the, you know, old school, the way that, you know, I basically learned to do music and the mm-hmm. music that I listen to. But like I was telling my boy yesterday, we had a little conversation, you know, and I told him that, you know, like, there's people that pop overnight, you know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. That doesn't mean anything. To me, that doesn't mean anything, you know, and I'm happy for the ones that do, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's like, okay, you did that, but I was telling my boy JR, like, there needs to be a foundation. There needs to be, it's like when you work out in the gym, you know, you get swole or whatever, but you got to work on your legs, you know what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying. I do it, but I hear you.
No, I feel it. I used to be the same way. So it's like, you know, you don't want your team to be top heavy and you know, just tip over and shit, sure, like a palm tree, you know what I mean? But I feel like it's just, you need to just keep that foundation strong. You need to build from the bottom up. So it's like the people that are popping from one day to the next, like, I'm not hating on them, but, you know, 9 times out of 10, they'll be forgotten in a certain amount of time, mm-hmm. when us that are building from the ground up will be remembered for years from now, a lot of years from now, you know? So I'm saying, mm-hmm. you know, to answer your question about the changing, I always feel that, you know, there's room for improvement and there's room for change, and I feel like we need to be the ones to basically make that, you know, that change.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
When you're, let me ask you this, because I'm very much interested in the fact that you're an artist.
Right.
I mean, let's not fuck around. You're an artist.
Right.
So from your perspective, at least for you, all right, not for everybody, what do you think is the most important thing for you as an artist you need to do?
I want to say the most important thing for an artist to do is to stay focused and not lose that, you know, that drive and that you know, animo, like that. You need to keep that, you know. You can't let, you know, other situations that are taking place in life and, you know, in the community and all that knock you off your balance, you know what I mean? You have to stay in tune, basically, with what's going on and just, like I said, focused. And it's like, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to lose. Really, really easy to lose your focus. So, you know, the main part is staying focused, you know, keep putting out, you know, music no matter what, and just follow that dream.
And what strategies do you employ that most people might not understand that help you stay focused? What things do you stay away from? What habits do you develop? Have you done any of that, those types of things?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, you know, the main thing that I feel like I've done that a lot of people aren't going to be willing to do is block out everything, which, like I tell people, it's messed up because, you know, I don't see my kids as much as I would love to see my kids. But, you know, at the moment, I felt like there's nothing really I can do for them financially, you know. And, you know, the little time that I do give to them, of course, you know, like that, I love seeing my kids. And when they see me, they love seeing me as well. But I feel like what I'm doing and what I'm building and what I'm working on is going to be a lot better for them in the future because, you know, I'm going to have something to leave them or for them to have and for them to be able to, you know, go. They don't have to get it out the mud like we did, you know. I want them to be able to have something where they can start their stuff, you know, and then keep going.
What do you think? What is your strategy to writing? How do you write? Do you listen to the beat? Do you get solitary? Is it a combination?
So, yeah, it's so crazy that I've been in the studios and I've been, you know, doing this for so long that we load the beat up and I assassinate it.
It just comes.
There you go.
You know, I just load it up. I listen to it for, I can listen to like half of a second of a beat and the producer, I'll tell him, load that one. And he's like, you haven't even heard it yet. And I'm like, I load it. And he loads it and I drop it down, you know what I mean?
Is it a feeling or a recognition that you have when you get that moment, that flash?
That sound. It's like one little sound that I need, that once I have that one little sound, it's like that's the sound that I was looking for. That's the sound that I, you know, that I'm hunting down, and I just go to work. You know, I write so fast, it's crazy, you know, like I'm like really, really, really fast. Like, I'll finish a song in an hour. Like, depending on, you know, if it needs a hook, of course. You know, my boy JR will either, you know, put a hook together, the homie Jokes, you know, they'll do a hook. Or sometimes I do the hooks, you know, depending on the vibe and the type of song that I'm trying to do that day. But it's become so easy for me. Like, you know, the people I used to work with before, which is my boy Lecce and Sonny Blue and them from Smooth Hustle, like, they would tell me, like, you know, before we feel like you had not as much confidence as you do now. Like, now you go into the studio and you, like, you make the studio your bitch, you know? Like,
you know what it sounds like, what you're saying, man? It's like what some people put out there about mastery. Like, 10,000 hours is what it takes in order for you to have a certain level of mastery for your craft.
Right.
And it sounds like that's what you're saying. You're saying, I put in so much work, it is now, I'm in a different zone.
Yeah.
Than somebody else because I've been doing it for so long. Do you, and this might be a stupid question, but in everyday language, while you're talking to people, communicating, and you're hearing stuff, does your mind automatically also hear rhyming words that go with that or interesting things that are put together?
Not all the time, but there is times where, you know, I could be talking to somebody and just, you know, I'll tell my boy Speedy real quick, like, hey, do me a favor, write this on your phone real quick, you know, like, he'll write a couple bars for me or something because they'll just come to me right then and there. Or, you know, if I hear a certain beat, I'm like, oh, man, I need to find this beat. Like, or, you know, like stuff like that. But when I'm like communicating with somebody, like it doesn't, I'm like, I don't sit there and just start rhyming to them, you know what I mean? But like,
no,
I
but will. Like internally, do you like every time you say the word light, do you also know like fuck white do you do that? I would. I don't know.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. You know, I mean, there is times where there's certain, you know, words where I feel like, damn, I wonder what rhymes with this. I wonder how many things I can rhyme with this one word, you know?
Right.
Yeah, in that sense, yeah.
And what about I find it fascinating that you can listen to just a small fragment. In terms of beats, have you gotten so much experience listening to beats that you can tell a lot about a song with a short amount of information about it? Like you could hear the bass and be like, yeah, you know what? I know what this is.
Yeah, I mean, I love sounds, of course. You know what I mean? I love instruments. I love all of that. I'm not, you know, savvy with producing and with working like the, you know, the stuff, like anything to record. Like I could have learned that a long time ago, but I feel like that takes from what you're trying to do, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They got people you can pay to do that.
Right.
Well, you got to pick what you're going to do.
Right. I've had like, you know, my boy Guns, we would work together and, you know, out of nowhere, he's like, oh, I got to learn how to record us because then who's going to record us once nobody's here? So he started learning to record us, but then he'll be upset because he's like, I'm just recording you guys. I can't even rap no more, you know? So I understood that, and I didn't want that to happen to me. I wanted to keep rapping. Like, that's what I do. I do music, you know? I rap. I don't engineer. I don't produce. I don't anything else but rap, you know?
Yeah. And what about, what for you, as a, from an artist standpoint, what is a sound that for you, you think is like, that's an exquisite sound? These are the sounds I like.
So I like the piano. I like the piano.
Like natural piano.
Right. Yeah, I like the piano a lot. I like dark beats that have like, you know, that 808 and like the, just the deep, dark storytelling type beats. Because, you know, that's what I do. I put my stories that I've lived on the track, you know?
And what for you is maybe the overused or whatever sounds where you're like, man, I if I hear that one more time, I'm gonna fucking punch the wall.
All right. I mean, there's so many out there that it's like, you know, you hear a lot of them where you're like, oh, I've heard this over and over. It's hard for me to explain like what exactly, but there's a lot of them out there that it's like, okay, I've heard this plenty of times, and you know, it's not for me, or you know.
Yeah.
Hey, you're funny.
What?
I like some of your questions. You got good questions, partner. Tell us, you guys, tell us more about this creation of raps. How did this all come to bear? Because we're going to bring everybody up to speed with what was going on today and some posts people are seeing. But how did this come into play? Because you guys been talking to me about this for a while.
Yeah, man. I was running around with you all day today. We was grinding it out in the car together.
Hell yeah.
So right before COVID, a friend of ours that we've been working with for a while on, you know, just random things, had linked us up with this hemp wrap company out of Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they wanted to do a hemp wrap, you know, for Baldacci, you know, mm-hmm. partnership.
I love it. Yeah.
So let me see. Boom. So that's
Oh, what's this?
So we've been
take a look at
we
that.
We got some
billionaire hemp wraps, the face of LA, but Baldacci.
Throw one over here.
Yeah, oh, look at that.
Look at that.
Look at the
bring that thing over here. Yeah, put that thing up.
Let's take a look at that right there.
There you go.
Who's the handsome guy on the back? Who the hell is that? Look at that shit.
Well, it's right here.
Look at that.
Again, you see that?
Yeah.
Billionaire hemp wraps.
You well, show your kids that? Yeah, look at your dad.
That's what you need right there. You understand? Like
people are taking pictures.
So these are now available in Cookies dispensaries.
What is?
These hemp wraps.
You can buy them at Cookies?
Yeah, man.
Holy shit.
Listen, man, they're dropping across the Southland. Okay. So first it's hitting your Cookies Melrose and your Cookies Maywood. Then we get out to the Valley. Then we get into Lemonade Stores and into Santa Ana. San Bernardino. And all the Cookie stores eventually will come aboard because, well, that's part of that fam, dude. You know? Burner's all about it. I'm all about it. This is my brown brother from Los Angeles. You know what I'm saying? So
hell yeah, this is an authentic
and this is dude, this is great product. This is great product by a very consistent artist, a real artist. And
right.
This is a great product. So his music. That's the quality of like those raps. Like they've worked on this. They've crafted this. He's had a hand in crafting exactly what that is when you open that up.
Right.
You know, and all quality shit. That's all they do is quality, high level, you know, man. Premium ass shit, everything you guys do. So the raps come right with it. So we're all supporting him at Cookies. This rollout here. Yeah.
I love this. I mean, it's the face of L.A. There's nobody that can say
that.
Come
on, man.
Right? That's signature shit right there.
Definitely a blessing, something to be proud of. You know, it's something I'm very humble about it and very appreciative of everything that, you know, is taking place in my life and my team's life and, you know, everybody. I just want to keep moving and keep working and progressing.
What are the flavors of those wraps, the two flavors?
So we have Baldacci Gold and Baldacci Black. The black one is a cognac flavor.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, and then the gold one is a fruit punch.
Yeah.
Right, so, for the Caribbean brothers.
Right. we want everybody to, you know, we want everybody to tap in.
He's stupid, this guy. I'd say the guy like eating some jerk chicken and smoking a fatty with
this. It's a fruit punch. Yeah, it's a fruit punch. Come and get some fruit punch.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, they're definitely different. They're definitely good. Like I.
Who, the Caribbean guys?
Yeah, man. They're impressive. different vibe. They you know,
right?
Smoke good. They
And they're tobacco free.
Tobacco free hemp.
Yeah. Dude, and they peel open into two. Like once you get in there, you guys will see. There's a surprise when you buy them and crack them open. You're gonna find out
who designed the art.
I don't know, man.
Because that shit's
dope.
Yeah, so this company, Billionaire Hemp Wrap, like I said, our friend had linked us up with them.
Yeah.
They flew us out to Houston, and the vision that they had was this.
Right.
Can
you imagine 100 years from now, somebody finds one of these? They'll be like, fuck! You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Like, what the fuck? This is badass, yeah. G. Yeah,
no,
fuck yeah. If you know what, man, I'd be happy to have one of these motherfuckers and be like, look what I did. Just bury me with that motherfucker.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like I'm a fucking own him.
Like King Tut. Like in a tomb.
Come on, dog. Come on now.
Come on, Leslie.
That shit looks like a movie.
You was the plug, bro. You was the plug. You know, you made all that happen today.
Yeah, just helped make some introductions happen. But it's like, I mean, he's working on some projects, man, but he's you know, he's got a great music career. He's done countless different, I mean, there's small documentaries on him online, different, you know, articles on him in media, and, you know, it's just L.A., man.
And you were driving
this
around?
This is Los Angeles.
You were driving around in L.A. with John in the car?
Oh, yeah.
Who was
we're
driving?
Rolling.
Who
rolling.
Was John?
He was, bro, from...
How was that? It
was cool.
It was a jerk, did you cut yourself?
There was a few.
Was a seatbelt tight?
You should ask Lucky how was that.
I didn't drive, bro. I was chilling.
Are you it?
I was chilling.
Yeah.
Right, no.
I almost ran into the back of a truck a couple times.
Steve's a multitasker.
Oh, yeah, no, you know what?
He's a multitasker.
You know, now I do remember. Three times I was like, whoa.
I can't say shit because I'm just as bad as him, dude. I've been fucking texting and fucking doing all kinds of shit. My cousin won't even ride with me. All right, but these are fucking.
We were rolling in, dog. You know, we were rolling into these stores today. And they were just all about, they were with the business.
Hey,
you know?
Seriously, let's stop fucking around, John. How like in awe do these stores get when Big Luck shows up in person? Like, do they roll? They're like, does everything stop? And they roll out that red carpet. And they're like, oh man, it's Big Luck's like when he goes into these stores.
Yeah, pretty much. Man.
Nah, I don't know about that. We had a couple that acted like that and a couple that didn't. But
bro, we got goodie bags. So
it's all good.
Yeah,
it was like we had these goodie bags waiting for you. I was like, Lux, you the man, bro.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. And everybody over at Maywood, everybody at Santa Ana. Everybody at Melrose, the Lemonade, and what was that last one in the valley?
Woodland Hills.
Woodland Hills, Steve LaBelle and everybody. Everyone treat us very, very kindly. And listen, the raps are undeniable. You know what I'm saying? I don't care whether you like them or not. You got to have them as soon as you see them.
You know? Well, you know what we should do, you know, and stop fucking around, is we should figure out a show. We do the video of someone actually fucking wrapping one up and smoking the shit out of it.
Yeah.
But you know what we should do is bring in the LA Times cannabis man to fucking smoke on
that. Oh, yeah.
What do you think about that?
He can do a story on him.
Hell yeah.
We got the LA Times cannabis guy.
Yeah, like this dude, he's like, you know, the Wall Street Journal.
We'll have to film it outside.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
So we can break it down,
roll it
up.
Maybe we'll go to one of these fucking, whatever they are.
Consumption lounges?
Yeah.
Meet him over there, bring all this.
Yeah, get him real fucking stoned. Have, you know,
do a whole review.
Whole review.
Okay.
Right?
Put Baldacci get, like
have that. The music on with some big headphones, listening to Baldacci and smoking the Baldacci raps like the whole fucking nine, bro.
Yeah, have him write
about it, put the fucking video up.
So we'll do that. We'll schedule it out.
Yeah.
We're going to treat him with some weed and some hemp wraps.
Right.
We'll let him tell the story of it.
Yeah, we'll make sure, you know, tell him. We'll give him a ride in the back of the car, put our arm around him, and say, listen, this better be a good story, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's slippery around here.
Yeah. Nice little envelope. Never hurt nobody either.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, we could do it the easy way or the hard way. Whatever you want to do.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
I love it.
Right. Yeah, man. What's next up with the music? What do people need to be paying attention to or listening up for?
Come on, man.
So explain to them about the.
Yeah.
So
I think one of the things that we've kind of been focusing on is timing, and something that we had to learn along the journey is patience. So, you know, this has been our focus. We knew that they were close. We've got the double album, you know, they're ready to go. We've got the distribution deal that, big shout out to Yellow Wolf and his whole team.
They've been, I know that.
Yeah, man, they have just been like family to us since
really?
First day. Huge shout out to Estevan for linking that up.
Right.
He had, Estevan was shooting with Wolf and, Wolf was like, I want to go to the hood. And he's like, you want to go to the hood? And he's like, I want to go to the hood. So Stefan called Baldy. He's like, hey, can I bring Wolf to the hood? And he was like, yeah, bring him through. And it was Friday the 13th.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he came through on the right day.
Just happened to be that
day. Could have been the wrong day. Lucky for him, it was the right day.
Right.
And him and his team pulled up, chilled at the house, had beers, took pictures, hung out the whole day. And we just built a relationship with them. Every time they're out here, they hit us up.
Yeah.
Man, last week, Wolf performed at the Grammy Museum.
Yeah.
So they were out here, hit us up like, hey, come down to the Grammy Museum. We're doing a performance. You know, we've done a few songs with them. All on Three is out right now. Excuse me.
All on Threes?
All on Three.
All on Three.
Wolf put that out. We've got another one that's going to be on Baldy's double album. And, we've just kept that relationship going. And they're the ones that had actually helped us with this, you know, obtain this distribution deal through their people and who they work with. His manager, Alan, and myself, we kind of built a cool relationship. And, you know, yeah, so we're just, trying to get everything situated, you know, to just get to that next level. You know, we feel like we've done everything that we needed to do, covered all the bases here.
Yeah.
And that foundation that he was talking about building is ready to be built upon. So
has there been any discussion about maybe doing an album along with the Baldacci Raps?
We haven't completely like talked about doing a whole album. I just did a a track the other day for Billionaire Hemp Raps for the Private Reserve, which that's what it's called, Private Reserve, you know. I did that the other day, you know, featuring, you know, my boy Jokes, and it's actually a really, really good song, and we went around with that.
Because, I mean, I'm looking at that artwork, and I'm like, that's album artwork.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's fucking sick-ass shit. So right. I really feel like, you know, at some point, like you said, like a track or some artwork that with the music to go along with that, it seemed like that's a natural fit.
It's going down.
Right. It's going down.
Yeah, right. It's going down.
I like
man.
It. I like it.
Thank you.
Yeah. A lot, man. It's a lot going on, and I feel in a lot of ways that, in my opinion, I feel like, you know, this dude is representing Los Angeles.
Right.
You know, he's taking it upon himself to put that crown on, you know, and nobody, you know, like, he decided to step into that position.
Right.
And, you know, man, coming out of Southern California, coming out of Los Angeles, to be particular, you know, it's real, you know, you're going to have to navigate through a lot, especially if you're from, you know, if you come from somewhere, you know, and you do things, and there's, I just admire, you always have a cool head, you never change it up. From the day I met you till now, you've still been the same guy every time you show up, you know, and that's not, you know, I see that from people from LA. I don't see that from a lot of other people, you know, and it certainly is, as time goes by, you know, man, there's just a lot of funny styles, especially in the business, you know what I'm
saying?
Sure, so
exactly.
We find or keep real people that stay consistent. And you know what? Something else that he was talking about earlier on, we had just spoken about in the last show, and Chuman was asking me about Cookies and the brand, and I was saying that from my experience and where I'm at right now for Cookies, and I'm saying this because there's an amount of something, when I look at something that somebody's really done the work behind it,
right,
to build something by with their right. hands. Cookies at a place where it's like, now is the time where you stay on for what you believe and what you signed up for. Like, It's now, where there's a lot of things that you can't control going on in our economy, in our world, and I think that sometimes people get tricked because they're like, they hear somebody saying, well, the younger people are doing these tracks. They might be saying to Cookies, well, the young cat or the kids over here are starting to wear, like,
right.
do these right. flared pants, you know, but that's really not what we are, right?
Right.
Or you having to... somebody tell you should do this, but that's not really who you are.
Right.
And I think that's something that you've obviously been able to accomplish. Like, your music still has the same feel as the first time I listened to it. The same song now, your newest song, has the same... I don't know what the word would be.
Like,
it's not just energy,
essence.
But it's almost the essence.
Right.
Almost the directive or almost the narrative of the sound, like that storytelling, that build up, or however it works in Baldacci's music that gets you going, expired. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That journey is something you've been able to do, man. And I feel like we all see it, bro. We see somebody who just decides, I'm going to take the money. you know? Or they start doing some goofy, and then that shit's played out. And 6 months later, a year later, you know what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or who knows? Some people blow up. They're willing to do that. But I just, I don't know, man. I look at your body of work. I look at what you've done with Estevan and a few surrounding projects, and I gotta be honest, man. I mean, there's been a lot of times in the last 30 years, man, 35 years, that I've seen, like, cats get into a position and then just do some shit that maybe aesthetically looked real fucking whack. And just bummed me out. It offended me. I felt, I take shit like, that's making us look bad type shit, you know? And I feel like that's happened. And I know that working with Cartoon and Estevan, and when we started in this thing building brands, we had a certain, there's a certain level of taste in the way that we present things. And I feel like there was a lot of people that just wanted a shortcut and just do whatever, and pop up however. And I think that you coming into this whole fold and your artwork and who you are, what you stand on, the aesthetics around you, like, are just true to form, bro. He's been able to capture what, you know, you're not trying to, you're just letting somebody in to see what you got. And I think that, you know, man, I don't know, man. I look at you as that representative of Los Angeles. And I know that that's a big fucking weight to put on your shoulders, bro. And, you know, and at the same time, I think that none of this is by mistake, that you came out with such a great product, that things are aligning for you there, that things will continue to align for your music. I just think that, you know, that's what you put out, bro. I think that you have, your styling of shit is always legit, even down to all of your label stuff that you guys make. Like, it's you keep this shit clean. You guys have style. You fucking take pride in what you're putting out. It's just not like, wrap that, just fucking throw a decoration and put that shit up. Like, a lot of people do that shit. They don't stop to think, this is representing me, man.
Right.
Dude, take this shit home, man. I'm gonna look like a clown on your dresser. Like, some bullshit. Nah, man. And so you haven't been like that. You've stayed true, dog. You know, you've kept your cool. You stayed who you are, man. And I just, that's really more than anything the reason I'm supporting him, is because he's real, you know. And I got a lot of love for the South Side. And I just want to see my guys win, especially the guys that aren't afraid to roll up their sleeves and put in the fucking work, man.
Right.
You know, that's the least I fucking can do. But yeah, man, I'm excited about it, and only want to see these guys just really, really win. I already know what he's doing with his music. We fucking put fucking the guy in fucking everything we make, goddamn, because we like pictures of him over there at Cookies.
Of course. Vibes,
you know? Yeah. So, you know, man, it's he wears our stuff and really gets our... He's done wonders for our brand. So when this was kind of brought to Burner, Burner was like, man, he's fam. Let's make this happen. So that's how we get down. You know what I'm talking about?
And right.
Yeah, Baldacci. Baldacci, tell everybody where do they go. Wait, to find you?
Can I ask you a question?
No.
Please.
That goddamn hat on.
I mean, he's the face of Los Angeles,
please.
Right?
Yeah. Sean.
Yeah.
Audio engineer genius.
Because I love music. I love listening to your music. I want to know, like, if there's artists out there, like local artists that are around you that we're sleeping on right now that you know about that we should be listening to.
So like I tell everybody, you know, I'm really stuck in the box to where it's like I work with the Effort Music pretty much as just us, you know?
Right.
And don't get me wrong, there is artists out there that I know for a fact they have it, you know what I mean?
Right.
And there's some that I reach out to and I work with. For instance, the homie Scheme, he's a really dope artist that I've had John find and work with. We worked with, and you know, I there's certain ones. I mean, I want to see everybody come up. You know, everybody has different styles and different forms of the way they do their music. It's just, you know, I don't reach out to just anybody because I don't know them like that. You know what I mean? And I don't know what they're, you know, intentions are. I don't know what the, you know, what their background is. I don't know, you know. So it's like the people I work with is, it's my company, the Effort, you know, and my team. And you know, I mean, I got a lot of features, you know, big features too, and you know, other features as well from people that reached out to me and they've paid me to work with them or whatnot. But like, I feel like definitely a lot of potential, a lot of, like, you know, Mexican artists that are doing a lot more things than we were 10 years ago. Like, I see it definitely, you know, starting to open up, and things are getting better, you know. I mean, eventually somebody's going to kick that door in, you know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah,
somebody
for sure.
Somebody will kick that door in, and that's going to bring, you know, a lot of attention to the, you know, Hispanic community. You know, it's all love. We just need everybody else to embrace it. But we need to do the same, you know, as well. It works both ways, you know. So I just want to see my people win. That's it, you know.
For sure.
Yeah, man. Sure. You like that?
Yeah.
Hey, you know about that? I don't know if I've asked you this before, but who, like, if you had to give me, I know this is going to be hard, but I want you to give me your five groups that inspired you early as you started to approach and realize that you loved rap music, that you wanted to make rap music. Like, that was, well, who were the five that really, like, maybe you carry a piece of them with you in everything you try and do?
Right. Well, since a kid, you know, I've always listened to, like, West Coast hip-hop, like, the whole, you know, Tupac, Eazy-E, of course. And, you know, those were just me growing up, being younger, listening to the whole gangster rap type. Mm-hmm. Ice Cube, Dr. Dre. You know, I like a lot of 50 Cent's music. 50 mm-hmm. Cent is a monster when it comes to, like, his structure of the group that he had, the G-Unit group, and just the way he, you know, formatted everything and made plays. Like, I watched a lot of that. I soaked a lot of that up, you know, in, and kind of just ran with my own way of making my team the effort in the G-Unit way. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as far as not crumbling when it comes to, you know, getting tough, like, I want to keep that, like I was telling JR, like, we're keeping that foundation and we're not letting it just break up, you know.
Right, right.
This is something that we got to work on and build the legs for the body.
Yeah, man.
Legs.
We need legs, you know?
Yeah. It's, you don't know something, man. It's, you know, man, it's, I think that it takes a lot of foresight. I think it takes a lot of work, determination, to keep something intact like that. I feel like I've been with brands, and in the beginning of brands, everybody was talking to each other a certain way, and things were a certain way. And then I saw the brand go to 20, to 50, to 100 million, you know? And I've seen through those levels different people come and go, different things change, everything. But I've also seen brands that have done that, and they didn't come apart.
Right.
They were able to keep it intact. They still do keep it intact. And I look at people like that, and like the guys that I know like that were like, they were genuinely raised with some fucking morals and some fucking I don't know what I'm trying to say exactly, but I feel like I wanted to say that, but am I making sense right now?
Of course you're making sense. I feel what you're trying to say. And, you know, I feel like money changes people, power changes people, and it's like it's up to us to be able to maintain and keep that focus and not let that, you know, break what we're building, because what we're building is stronger, and it will bring money, power, and everything else that comes with it. But if you, you know, fall at the first, you know, time you fall down, you don't get back up, then you're not even built for this, you know?
I mean, and you have a team of people that doesn't, like, every time I see Baldacci over the last few years, the team don't change up.
Right.
And I don't keep on seeing new faces, like, just weird shit that you do see a lot in the industry. And you've been consistent, man. I think you've been consistent in a lot of different ways, but what I was getting at mainly was that to keep everybody on the same page, motherfuckers ain't getting jealous, motherfuckers ain't tired of shit, still have that enthusiasm, like the vision. Stay stuck to the vision of what we all, you know, everybody's going to eat. Stick right to the vision. I think that's, you know, it takes ways. I mean, I study fucking coaches, man. I study Alabama's fucking
Saban
coach. Saban, man. I study people like that are able to get a team and keep a team engaged, focused, and get them across the finish line in business and all. And I think that you guys, you represent that, man. And when I see you guys, and you've been able to keep these people around you, and that's not always easy to do, man. But it takes a leadership quality, and it takes people who really fucking care, you know?
Hey, Lux, one of the things that, you know, me and Baldy always talked about when we talked about, like, what we wanted to build as a team was very small. Very small. Everybody that is just as dedicated to what they're trying to do as what we're trying to do. And, you know, like JR, he does his thing, bro. He does his own thing. He's strong. He does his Spanish thing. He does his English thing. And at the end of the day, we're all a team. And that's what we want. We want people as focused as he is. And it works like that because everybody's pushing towards one goal. We all know what, you know, what the plan is. And, you see the circle sometimes, you know, get smaller, but, you know, rarely see it get bigger. And that's just the way we want to keep it. And it's worked out for us so far. You know, you see everybody that was with us pushing, you know, these hemp wraps today and how many cars we had following to every, every spot.
Yeah.
And, that's what that produces. Mm-hmm. You know, it produces, you know, that. And
man, it's a trip, dude, because in order, you guys listen to me out there. In order for what's happening, like, you guys don't get to see it. What you guys are hearing is us on the microphone talking about a bunch of shit you know nothing about, probably. Okay, and not saying that in a fucked up way. But it takes all sorts of people compromising. It takes all sorts of people of different walks and lives and ethnicities and experiences. It takes setting all that shit aside and being willing to maybe learn something, to hear something, to try something new, to trust somebody. It takes all that stuff in order for stuff like this to actually, first off, ever even get made.
Yeah.
Then to think that you're going to go ahead and now be a purveyor to somebody else, and they're going to like it enough that they're going to spend their money and gamble on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You got some balls if you think you do. Better have some. You better really have that shit. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's ultimately exactly what we've got here, and I think it's a lot of work, and it's good work, and it's real shit. You know, it's consistent, and it's how these dudes are gonna get it, man. It took, though, not hating on a brother. It took on, like, let me see what this dude's talking about. Let me give him a call back. Like, being willing to be bothered at a place and, like, actually exchange a conversation. Then you're like, all right, we'll exchange information. Hear somebody. Give somebody a shot. Somebody give you a shot. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's, I'm just saying that it never got anywhere from somebody hating on the next man or not wanting to see the next man. Man, I don't want to see these guys win. Other people want to see them win. Other races, other people for other areas. I mean, and that's like the wave that you're in, as far as I know you. Like, the people you fuck with are on some positive shit. Let's build. Let's do this.
Hey, bro.
We are.
One of the dopest things, the last experience when we were at Melrose, when we walked in, this dude turned around and he told him, man, I need to get a picture with you. I just feel the energy. And, yeah. You know, it was cool. Like, he just,
yeah, he said,
on some positive
presence.
Shit, he's just like, man, I need to,
yeah.
He's just attracted to it. So,
well, I mean, in all honesty, you know, being the face of LA actually does mean that you are going to transcend all these divisions you were talking about, because it's all those people that make up LA. Mm-hmm. So you're setting, in some ways, by the name that you have, you're setting a tone of, like, it's transcending, it's bigger than. Because you really can't be the face of LA if you're only committed to representing slightly just a few people that live in LA.
True. And that's why I always tell people, like, I think we're all the face of LA. You know, I feel like it's everybody that's beside me, not behind me, but beside me. Because I consider my people that are with me beside me, you know.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're all the face of LA. Face of LA is just my Instagram, you know. But at the end of the day, I feel like, you know, I've done a whole lot with this music, a whole lot of, you know, trying to stay positive and keep a solid structure with the with my family, with my team, with everything that I'm, you know, looked up at, you know, by a lot of people. And I'm going to continue putting out positive energy and giving these people, you know, that you know, extra push, you know, by me inspiring them the way that I do. And like I said, I want us all to be the face of LA. I want us all to be in unison and in a point where they don't feel that there's nothing out there that they can't do. You know, you can do it. Like, it's just, you got to stay focused. You got to run to towards it, and you got to make it happen. It's not going to just happen on its own. So,
and it takes people that have a vision. Right. It takes a leader like you, right, like Big Lux or whomever, right, who can stand up and inspire people to take a chance, inspire people to get back up. Because that is, it's not, and like you said, it's not about being in front of people, but if you don't have leadership, if you don't have a larger vision that people can buy into,
right,
then they aren't going to have the energy or the drive. They got to believe in the vision. So, yeah, I mean, I can see why. I mean, just looking at you, clearly you're committed.
Right?
There's no turning back for you in terms of being the face of LA and what you put out here.
Right.
And that's reassuring to a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm trying to make this, trying to make this all a better place. That's it.
I love it. Well?
Well, man, I'm good. I'm good with these billionaire hemp wraps by Baldacci.
Yeah.
You know? Again, man, money. You see that? Right here. Right there. You guys, the cookie store. Just get to the cookie store.
Yeah, I don't think.
And if they don't find them there, you better demand them. Do that at your local cookie store.
Let me tell you something.
Come on, let's do this.
I've been doing this with Big Lux now. I don't know. We're on 404. You know what I mean? And I rarely ever see Big Lux so excited about a design or a brand that he holds the shit up and tells people, get the fuck step, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe only one other time I've ever seen that in 4 years. Mm-hmm. So that's a big fucking deal.
Yeah, brother, we got this dude's back.
We're just excited to work with him as well.
Bro, yeah, he was driving around. He met us at 9 a.m. in Orange County, and we've been going since. So, yeah, man, we appreciate it.
The only thing I've ever seen, like, you know, Steve, like, a brand that he doesn't like is the 49ers. That's the only
son of a bitch. All right, well, listen, gentlemen, from, you know, the South Side, bringing it today, you know, Baldacci and Shady came through, man. Mm. I just want to say thank you. I know how fucking busy you guys are. I know, because I was with you guys and we were all busy today. But making the time to come out here today, we got an early start and you guys came in, knocked out of the park. Like always, a pro. Man, pros. Thank you guys
for having us, man. I appreciate you, man. Yeah. Shout out to the Hard Luck Show, man. Baldacci the Beast, Effort Music, Billionaire Handprints.
Yeah. You got anything, Jonathan? You got a shout out over there?
No, man. Yeah, man, the hemp wraps, man, Billionaire Hemp Wraps. To you, of course, to all the cookie stores that we visited today, man. Everybody treated us like
kings.
Man, yeah, it was awesome, man. So, yeah, shout out to, as always, our boy Estevan.
My boy Estevan, much love.
Big bro. And just our team, man, our team that you know, handles all that every day, day-to-day shit that people don't see that keeps that machine moving, you know what I mean? Yep. So you saw a little bit of that today, and yeah, man.
Yeah, it's a hard man. Luck it's, podcast. It's, I tell you, dog, yeah, man. I mean, we get into it, man, but we all, bro, like, no matter, you guys could get an idea that things are a certain way looking through this camera, you know, and maybe some of the people that are on, but we all go through shit, man. Everybody, not just because you're some great talented rapper or some cool ass dude that builds low rides, that you don't get your parent getting sick, that you don't get ill, that you don't have friends that get killed, that go to prison. There's shit, and everybody goes through it, man. And it's important that you remember that, because these guys are committed to so much stuff and they are dealing with all that just like any other person, but continuing to choose to move forward in this,
right?
You know, and that's not always the easiest coming from some of the places we come from. So, yeah. Hey, man, well, the best, dog.
We saw our first stop today. We had to make a little pit stop, grab the baby.
Yeah, dog. It's like, yeah. Those are the things you talk about as you build something, you know?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so thanks, you guys, man, nah, for coming on, brother. Yeah, Baldacci, you guys got to follow Baldacci and everything he's doing. Hemp Raps.
No, let's get it. Let's get it.
What you got?
Ovando Bowen, LLP. We wear braids to court. Let the tomahawks fly. The best legal representation that money can buy.
Yes. You got anything there, Dragon?
Come on, Sam.
Dragon Bags with a Z?
Let's go. Come on.
Yeah, Dragon Bags with a Z. Cornel Bags.
Yeah.
Get 21 faster.
Okay, get to 21 faster. Oh,
with the suspense.
Yes.
Sean at movemental.media for all your audio and podcasting needs. And don't forget to hit us up at hardluckshow.com.
Okay. Right. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Is that like secret show. Gang talk or something?
Yeah.
I don't know. Sean, we're not going to get into it. We'll leave it like that. It's a mystery.
www.supermaxhardware.com.
Yeah.
Big Black Friday sale right after
big
fucking Thanksgiving. Black.
Ooh,
50% off everything. 50% off everything. And then grab some holiday stuff at Cookies right now while you can, because they're dropping a 50% off fucking Black Friday sale too. So it's going to be on a cracking. Hey, Vibes Rolling Papers, you guys. Shout out to Vibes. Shout out to Esteban Oriol. Shout out to Burner. All my boys out there, the city of Santa Monica.
And this Christmas, if you want to get your grandmother something beautiful, get her one of these fucking Baldacci wraps.
Yeah,
put it
man.
In a stocking.
Yeah,
tobacco free.
Grandma. Yeah. Tobacco free.
Abuelita.
Grandma.
Come on. Nana.
Abuelita.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We are out of here from the Hard Luck Show. Peace.
Have a good night.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.